nowadays, the time that, well, people just ain't today like they were 50 years ago.
That's right. Yeah, no, everything's changed.
Everything has changed, and, well, we, the people just don't think about,
things like that.
Things like that. No.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Well, let's see, we talked about mules. Do you ever call mules anything else? Then you ever have another word instead of mule?
Well, no. Unless it's little old Jack, you know, or something like that. You know, I know.
What's
you,
that?
Well, that's the same practically as a mule, in which, but he's got long ears, you know, and it's not, it don't grow too big.
Uh-huh.
I know you've seen them.
Like a donkey?
Donkey, that's right.
Oh.
They used to call him Jacks, you know, years ago. And
no, I never heard that.
Well, I like to, yes. And now they call them donkeys.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Well, then a mule is a cross between what I call a donkey. And a horse?
That's right.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So then a jack never would be the same thing as a mule?
No, no. And they can't do the work that a mule can do.
Uh-huh. Not as strong.
They're not as strong, uh-huh. No. Uh-huh. And the most of them is small, just a little bit bigger than a little Shetland pony, you know, you might say. Well, they're a little heavier, but they're small.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever use them to do any work?
No, we never did own one.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
No, we always had mules and horses.
Let's see. when your cow is about to give birth to a calf, you say she is going to what? What word would you use there?
Well, she's going to come in with her calf.
Okay. That's what I want to know.
You take, we keep a record if we know it.
Mm-hmm.
And we know pretty well about when she's going to come with her calf.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we have to have a veterinary, you know, to help mm-hmm. when they have trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Not too long ago, I don't have to tell this, but anyway, I went up there one evening. And right on the roadside, there was a cow laying in the field. It looked like she was dead. Well, I thought she was. And I run around my truck, went running the field down there, and she hadn't found her calf.
Uh-huh.
But I drove her up. She wasn't dead, but I drove her to the barn. And when I was driving, I looked up on the hill there, and there was another stretched out on the hill. Well, I said, not clear. It just kind of, you know, it excited me. I thought, well, heck, far am I going to just seeing dead cows up in this field? But they both hadn't had the calf. So I called a veterinarian and got him up there. And while he was there, they both found a little calf. But I was just scared to death. I didn't know what to do.
Yeah. I guess you were.
Yes, yeah.
That's bothering me too. How'd you get that cow in that truck?
I drove her up there. She wasn't far from the truck. Oh, about.
Oh, you drove the truck up there?
I left my truck in the field and just got behind her and drove her up there to the barn.
Oh,
you know?
I see. Well, when you said you drove her up there, I thought you meant.
No.
The only thing I ever drive is a car. So I wasn't thinking about driving.
I left my truck down in the field and drove her up to the barn and looked up on the hill. There was another one stretched out, you know.